book of St. Luke. The book of St. Luke. Now I want you to go to chapter 7 and verse 36. Luke 7 and 36. You know, I don't want to ever forget what the Lord has done for me. I think a lot of danger sometimes is that we lose that gratitude and that thankfulness and that gratefulness. We don't really look back a lot of times to stop and look back and think exactly where He brought us from and where we could have been if it wasn't for Him. We ought to thank the Lord for we're being saved, Him saving us and being in the house of God. I'd like to take you into the Scripture and show you one man and one woman. We'll go to the woman first. And her gratitude for the Lord, it showed. She loved Jesus for what He'd done and who He was. In the 7th chapter of Luke, look at verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired Him that He would eat with him. Yeah. And He, Jesus, went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meet. How many would like Jesus to sit at your table? Be the best guest you would ever have. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at His feet, listen, behind Him, weeping, and began to wash His feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head. And what? And kissed His feet and anointed them with the ointment. And when the Pharisee which had bidden Him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, say, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. And one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, holy God, nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore which of them will love him the most. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most. Amen. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said, Simon, see thou this woman? I entered into thine house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet, holy. But she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time that I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet, holy Lord. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with the ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat within began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he saith to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. First, we have a picture now of a woman. And I seem to believe, if you'll read the story real close, somewhere along the line, maybe out in the street somewhere, as Jesus began to come down the street, or maybe stand out in a field as the multitude had gathered, I see a woman that is a harlot. And a lot of commentators and preachers believe that this was a great sinner woman, a vile woman. He heard him expound the Word of God and tell about the kingdom of heaven. As he began to preach and show love, Josh, and she no doubt stood there and felt like she was too unworthy to come near him. A life that had been wasted away and body sold to do evil. And no doubt she looked down through the crowd in between the people. And she saw Jesus lift his little hand and lay it upon the sick, and the sick recovered. Hallelujah. And people's eyes were open. Amen. And the love and the compassion. How many knows that Jesus is still moved with compassion? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus still has mercy and still has compassion. And I believe to myself, that woman, amen, somewhere along the line, she began to feel down in her heart that she needed what Jesus was preaching. She wanted what Jesus had. Amen. She felt something from the Master and felt a love that she had never, ever felt before. She could look and see into His eyes and He would look that way. She looked right into the face of somebody that cared and somebody that loved precious sinners, amen, and precious souls that had been bound by the devil. And Jesus loosed people and casted the evil spirits out of them. Hallelujah. Set the captive free. And they began to rejoice. And that woman said, probably within herself, I want to be loose from this lifestyle. I'd like to be set free. I'm tired of living this dirty life. I'm tired of giving myself to the devil and to sin. I'd like for my heart to be changed. I'd like for my heart to be cleansed. I'd like for Him just to touch me. Oh, Lord. And I believe that down within her heart, she was repenting before she ever came to Jesus. If you'll read the story, her sins were many. But she saw that if she could just get close enough to Him, if she could just really bow down before Him, if she could just get near enough and the tears flow and humble herself in His sight and be able to just kiss His feet. Lord, You got my answer. You are able to forgive me. And I know, Lord, if I'll humble myself in the right way and be broken over my sins, hallelujah, and cast myself down at Your feet, I'm going to tell you that's the best place you could ever be, is at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah, with a broken heart and with a contrite spirit, as you humble yourself and you begin to weep, saying, Lord, I need help. I need You to forgive me. I need You to change me. I need Your touch, Lord. I need Your love, God. And she began to weep and began to cry, and the tears dripped off on His feet, and her hair was long, amen, and she used it for a towel to begin to wipe the feet of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, God. This woman saw in Jesus such compassion that it drew her to follow Him into a stranger's house. She'd never been in Simon's house before. She'd never been that way before. But she followed Jesus. Amen. And then Jesus went into Simon's house to be a guest. Who was it behind Him that came through the door behind Him? It was that poor woman that needed heaven in her soul. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Holy Lord. I want to give you a little custom. As I began to study in two different areas, in two different books, it was the custom when they sat at the table, they was would usually lay on their side and lean on one elbow, and they would eat their food. I'm telling you tradition. I'm telling you Jewish tradition. I am telling you the Bible tonight. Jesus' feet, she came in from behind him as his little feet was folded together back, and as he was leaning on his elbow and he was eating at Simon's table. That often bothered me, and I thought, how could she crawl? That wouldn't be right, crawling underneath the table. Huh? But it pays to look up history, don't it? She came in from behind him, and he felt something dripping on his feet. He knew all along that woman was lonely. That woman wanted his love, his mercy. Jesus will never push you away if you'll humble yourself. He won't tell you to leave, never. You want to get close to God? Do you want to touch his heart? Let your heart break and let the tears roll. Children, I think we just need to get in a place that we could say, Jesus, if you was here in this service tonight, I'd love to bow at your feet. When I was nothing, Lord, and a nobody, it was you that saved me. It was you, Jesus, that loved me. It was you, Jesus, when the drugs, Brother Bill, was destroying my mind. Without him, I would be in a devil's hell. Where would you be tonight without Jesus? Where would you spend eternity? If my master was standing here tonight, could you humble yourself enough that you would come up with such gratitude? Have we got that much thankfulness that we would say, Jesus, I'll bow at your feet, God, holy. I'll kiss those precious feet. Hallelujah. Bessie, he paid a price. He loved us more than you'll ever realize. It costed him his life. Torture and pain. A cruel cross upon a rugged brow of Golgotha. And that night in 1974, I'll never forget, Bill. It was Jesus there standing at that altar when I came walking that middle aisle, Lord. I was heavy laden and carried a burden of sin. Hallelujah. Oh, suicide spirits told me I didn't have anything to live for, Virginia. Nobody loved me. But I met Jesus at an altar of prayer. I met Jesus 1974 upon my knees. And he laid his precious hand upon me and said, child, I forgive. Hallelujah, thy faith hath saved thee. I forgive you of your sins, every one of them. And not only do I forgive you, but I break the power of sin. And I loose you from the bondage. And I cast the old evil spirits away from you. And I write your name down in heaven, in glory, in the book of life. Could you raise your hand and say, I am thankful and I am grateful. Hallelujah, Jesus, I'll gladly bow. Hallelujah, before you. Hallelujah, at your feet, Jesus. I'll love you, God, and I'll show you in my heart, Lord. Oh, God. Holy. Holy.
There's something about love, the right kind, it'll draw you. Hey, hey, hey. It'll get a hold of the rankest sinner. Thank God it'll get a hold of a backslider. I watched Jason today. I honestly preached to him. It went beyond testimony. I started telling him what I taught on this morning. I felt God. He's standing from here to that bench. I said, son, look down. I said, the grass you're standing on, God made it. I said, you're able by the mercy of God to walk through this pretty green grass. I said, you're breathing God's air. I said, you got strength in your body to work. I said, God saved you from hell and saved you from death. And that little chin began to quiver and the tears welled up in his eyes. I put my arm around him. I said, son, God loves you. Jesus still loves you. And I do too. Oh, God. I said, son, break away from it. Break away. Get away. Get away. Hallelujah. You're on the devil's territory, and the devil can take you at will when you're on his territory. He can destroy you. I said, get back. Get back, son. Get back in Holy Ghost territory. Get back with the Lord. Get back and let the chains drop off of you. I said, get back and let the Holy Ghost burn the ropes off of you. Get back, son, where you're at. I said, you used to sing, play the music, run the house. Hallelujah. Had the anointing and the tears flow, son. God was using you. I said, get back. Get back. I'm telling you, love will open doors. Love will grip the heart. Love will draw you with cords of mercy. Love will get a hold of you, as Sister Evans used to say, and put a hook in your jaw. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel God tonight. Would you lift your hand and praise Him and love Him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's your love this world needs. It's your love, God, people are looking for. It's your love that can set the captive free. God, holy. Help me, Brother Ron. Help me, Brother Ron, Brother Josh. Help me, hallelujah, to pray. Help me, church. Help me, precious sisters. Help me, Brother Wilbur. Help me, children of God. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Oh, God. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, Lord. Hey, God. Praise the Lord forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lord. Draw them, God. Draw them out of the hell holes. Pull them out of the bars. Hallelujah. Visit death row. Visit the insane asylum. My God, souls are perishing and souls are dying, Brother Bill. They're going into hell by the trainloads. Hallelujah. Thousands are dying every hour without God. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, let us get a vision. Let us get a vision. Get a vision. Get a burden. Oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus. Holy. It drew her to follow him into the house of Simon. The magnetism of the love of God was so strong, she came weeping at his feet. She was a great sinner and no doubt a harlot, which lets us know that the vilest can draw nigh unto the Lord and find redemption for their soul. Holy, 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 holy. I said the drug addict can find freedom. Hallelujah. The drunkard can be set free from alcohol. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Ron, I am telling you, I want to go beyond the feel on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go to the deeper things. I want to see the Lord set the captive free. Hallelujah. I want to do more than just preach a good message. I want to do more than just testify. I want to see God come down in the services. And I want to see chains broken and
and the prison doors open. I believe it with all of my heart. Thank God forevermore. The Holy Ghost can do it. Hallelujah, Brother Ron. Pray, son, pray. Oh, God, holy, 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 holy. Jesus, I'd like to see the days of old come back. I'd like to see the Lord replenish those wasted years. Hallelujah, Lord. The years that the locust hath eaten and the caterpillar hath eaten. Amen. And the cankerworm and the palmer worm. I'd like to see the days of old visit us once again when Pentecost become alive. Amen. And the Holy Ghost come down like a mighty rushing wind and fill all the house. Amen. Hallelujah. And people feel the Spirit of the Lord and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God give the utterance. I'm telling you, you ain't going to be able to do it unless you do it through the Holy Ghost. It's God that does it anyway. Holy, holy, holy. We need Him. I said we need Jesus. We need Him to visit us. Brother Ron, I believe He's here right in this service tonight, Bernie. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'd like for us all to get so close to God when the sinners come in here and they sit down in the seat at the service, get to going, and Brother Gary get to singing. Amen. And the anointing of the Lord come. Hallelujah. And pierce that heart all the way down. Oh, thank God. Get a hold of that soul. Hallelujah. I'd like to see him tremble under conviction again. I'd like to see the Holy Ghost come down and grip the heart. Hallelujah. And break it. Amen. Oh, thank God. Holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy. I'd like to see Brother Ron get up and quote that precious word. Hallelujah. Amen. And the sick in our midst stand to their feet and say, I ain't been able to hear in that ear for a long time. But my God, my ear opened up and I can hear. I can hear you plainly, preacher. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I've had pain in my knees and my back, my body falling apart. I still believe in the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I still believe in God. I still believe in the power that the apostles and disciples had. And when Jesus said the power that they have, hallelujah, the works that I do, ye shall do greater. Amen. Hallelujah. They shall lay their hands upon the sick and they shall recover. They shall cast out devils. Hallelujah. And speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Ghost. We're living far beyond, below our privilege tonight. We need more than what we got. And God's got it, and I believe it. There ain't a bit of doubt in my heart. I believe the Bible's true. I believe it's real. I believe it's for us. That whosoever will can have it tonight. Lord, 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 Lord. Holy. Holy, holy. Faith rose up in her heart. If I can just get to Him, I can be saved. I can have every longing fulfilled down in my soul. This abandoned woman, this poor prostitute who had spent her life in crime, could not look Jesus in the face. But in deep humiliation, hallelujah, for her sins, and with deep sorrows, her eyes poured forth a flood of tears. Hallelujah. A flood of tears as the remembrance of all of her sins rushed over her soul. In sincere repentance, she sought forgiveness. Listen to me now. Harlots in Bible times would paint themselves up, and they would adorn themselves by plaiting their hair and putting jewels and plaiting jewels in their hair. How repentant was this woman? How broken with godly sorrow was she? She removed every one of the ornaments and took the jewels out of her hair, and she unplatted it before she come into the house, into Jesus' presence. She unplats it till it's a hanging down and flowing like a towel. It was a gesture and a sign that she was done with that sinful life. I'm done of selling my body. I'll not do it anymore. Out comes the jewels, and out comes the plaits and the ornaments. Hallelujah, my hair is long and flowing. Lord, I'm through with a lifetime of sin. I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? Let me have the assurance that I'm pardoned, that I'm loved. God, let me know that I'm loved. Hallelujah, that you've accepted me. I want to find peace in my soul. Mend my broken heart and feel the longing down deep inside. If you'll lift a heavy burden of guilt, if you'll take away my shame, I'll serve you with joy. I'll serve you with gladness. The rest of my life, I'll be yours forever. Hallelujah, I'll be yours forever. I'll serve you in holiness. I said, I'll serve you. Ah, praise God. Holy. I'm through with the world. Could you raise your hand and say, thank God I'm through with the world. Hey, Lord, raise your hands and praise Him, children. Raise Him. Raise them hands and praise God. He's in the midst. He's in the midst. It wouldn't surprise me to see God do something supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to start doing some things in this, in our services, in our church. You mark it down. If we keep on going and progressing, we keep on walking, hallelujah, and following the Lord, we're going to see the hand of God move. We're going to see our family brought to the Savior. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm going to close it right here, man. I'm going to close it right here. We'll not get to that man. Thank God. Thank God. How many wants to see a move of God? Holy Ghost, Lord. We're living in the Holy Ghost dispensation. Ye shall receive power after that Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. What we need is a feeling and an infilling and a refilling. Thank God. Would you stand to your feet tonight? Praise the Lord. You're feeling God. You're here tonight and you're feeling the Lord. I'm going to open it up. We don't need a song. We do not need any music on this one. Amen. We need to plow our face. Get back to the Savior and back at His feet, Brother Wilbur, Brother Peel. Hallelujah. That's where my life first began, is at the feet of Jesus. The Bible said that they brought them out in cots. They brought the sick and the halt, the blind and the withered, and them with leprosy. Those that were maimed, that didn't have any hands and didn't have any feet. Sister Carolyn, and the Bible said they cast him down and laid them at Jesus' feet. I'm going to tell you tonight that there's power at Jesus' feet. There's power of forgiveness. There's power to make you whole. Hallelujah to God, spirit and soul and body. Hallelujah to break the chains. Glory. Praise God. At His feet, that Syrophoenician woman begged Him and said, Lord, I know I'm a dog, but I'll take the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Hallelujah. I know I'm a Gentile, but I'll take a crumb. Hallelujah. Children's bread. Hallelujah's healing. Thank God forevermore. Holy, 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 holy.